Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And today I'm going to be talking about taking control of your life through powerful questions. I wrote a book, and the book is the result of a program that I developed called Conscious Confidence, Making It a Reality. It was about evolving conscious confidence. I've actually done previous shows on how all of this came about, the whole evolution of conscious confidence, where it started, how I proceeded, and I proceeded through questions. Like, it was a whole process of inquiry, and it utilized the best of my background, because the whole inquiry brought me back down to the essence of my background, which was in studying Sanskrit. Yes, folks, Sanskrit. And the wisdom that's in the Sanskrit language, which I knew about, but how to utilize that in a relevant way wasn't clear. But I knew I wanted to offer the best of what I had been given and what I had learned. And this is phenomenal, this wisdom in Sanskrit. And it came, you know, long story short, I ended up with what came to me, because I also asked the question, what is this called? And the name Conscious Confidence was given to me, and I followed that. And the publishers of my book actually honored that as well. I said, this name was given to me, and they said, well, then that's what we call the book. If that's what was given, that's what we call it, which is phenomenal, because, you know, it wouldn't be inconceivable that they would have wanted something else, some other title. Anyway, the book is a distillation or an exposition on this course. And so it was a whole journey, but it proceeded through questions. So taking control of your life through powerful questions. And I utilized, obviously, my teaching background, my background with Sanskrit, but my coach training, which proceeded on questions. Coaching proceeds on questions. It's not about the coach telling the client. It's about bringing out what is there within the client, and that proceeds through questions. Because a good question, the answer rises within the client or within the person you're talking to, and they have ownership of the answer, which means it's empowering for them rather than me telling them, or a client or a coach telling the client or the person opposite. And then it's still that knowledge is still owned by the person who's telling you. So if you want to empower someone, the best way is to ask a question so that the answer rises in them, and then they are empowered by that answer. That's the sort of basic premise, because we are all universal beings. We have the answers within us, but we often need to be asked the question to bring it forward. So there are many paths to confident self-awareness, but one of them is through these questions. So the first two parts of this program I developed is core values and then positive attitude, and that's what I'm going to cover today. So who am I? What is of highest importance to me? These are powerful questions for greater freedom, and they do bring about freedom. Remember, Tony Robbins said successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. And Indira Gandhi, who was she was the Prime Minister of India many years ago. She was assassinated, actually, tragically. The power to question is the basis of all human progress. The power to question is the basis of all human progress. You notice these successful leaders, these successful people, they all talk about questioning and inquiry, because they know that is the way forward. So The first step in this program called Conscious Confidence, Making It a Reality, is core values. Is an absolute fundamental foundational element is core values. Core values value that which is of value to us, that which we honor. Firm roots, the firm roots of something, what we value, what is of highest importance, what we honor. This is where our firm roots are. And strong plants have strong roots. Just remember that. If you look at someone who's struggling in life, go back and look at what are the roots within themselves. What do they believe? What's important to them? Often these are not strong and clear and founded well within themselves. So thus they can't live a strong, useful, purposeful life that's uplifting to all and to themselves. The roots determine the plant, obviously. So apply that to a human being's life. The core values are the core of our being. They're the core of the system of our self-belief. And remember, belief is the driver of action. So depending on our system of beliefs, those will drive the actions that we take. Values are great and mighty energies. Values like generosity, honesty, integrity, freedom. These are not just concepts. These are mighty energies. Now, everything I've just said about core values, that is all derived from Sanskrit. I'm not going into the Sanskrit now. If you want to know about the Sanskrit, go and read my book because it's all there. And it's all quite accessible. You don't have to think you have to be a Sanskrit scholar. You don't. Just read my book. I've tried to make it as clear as possible, but it's actually all out of the Sanskrit. Sanskrit tells you the values is that which we value, that's that which we honor. It talks about the firm roots of something. It's the core of our being, system of our self-belief. It's the driver of action. Our belief is our driver of action. So that's why core values is so important. And in the Conscious Confidence Program, Making It a Reality, there is a key practice for each of these steps. And the key practice for core values is being self-aware and self-connected. That is the key practice, being self-aware and self-connected. So one way into this key practice to energize it, to make it real, is to ask powerful energizing questions. So there are four key questions. You could, of course, come up with more, but these are the ones that I'm going to talk about. Is, am I aware of myself? So right here now, am I aware of myself? Immediately, this question raises your awareness. It's asking you something beyond our normal thought processes about whether we've had lunch, did I forget to, you know, turn the stove off in the kitchen, did I feed the cat? Am I aware of myself? Am I present now? Am I present now? Sometimes if I'm busy and I'm caught up or I'm a bit confused, I'll just say, am I present now? I'll just ask the question rather than be present, which is very imperative. It's telling you to do something. Asking the question, am I present now? Immediately brings presence. Am I aware of myself? Am I present now? So we get anchored back within ourselves. Because remember, the key practice of core values is being self-aware and self-connected. Then you can ask questions like, what are my 3 to 5, maximum 5, no more, enduring core values? What are my 3 to 5 enduring core values? Fantastic question. And you need some time to come to those, but they are there. We all have them. These are mighty, powerful energies that actually are fundamental to us and do drive our actions forward. Despite how it may look, they're there. And also, then, what is of highest importance to me? What is of highest importance to me? So these are some focus questions for the first step in the Conscious Confidence Making It a Reality course program. It's all in my book. And just asking those questions is transformative, changes the energy. If you're having a tough day, if you just sit down, say, am I aware of myself? Brings you back within yourself. Am I present now? Brings you here and now. What are my 3 to 5 enduring core values? Take some time, write them down. Look into them. Find out what those words really mean. What does that look like? How do I express that in my life, that value? Your value might be freedom. One of my core values is freedom. Many years ago, when I asked myself, what are my core values? The first one was freedom. The second one is truthfulness, integrity. Third one is generosity. So, these are simple things. They're very obvious. These are very powerful. And what is of highest importance to me? So these are so powerful, so transformative. And you can keep asking the question, and a new perspective on the of answer will come forward. Don't ever think that, oh, I've got the answer to that question. There's always something more, because this is an infinite universe and we are infinite beings. So that's the first step. This is utilizing powerful questions to take control of our life. And the first thing is to get absolutely down into the roots within ourselves of our core values, that which is of value, that which we honor. Strong roots, think strong roots, strong plant. So that firmly strong rooted within ourselves then allows us to go forward successfully. So I'm going to take a break now, and after the break, we're going to look at the second step of Conscious Confidence Making It a Reality in my course, and it's having a positive attitude, because that's the next step. So core values first, and then positive attitude. And at no stage ever think that you can't do this. This is in front of everyone. This is possible for everyone all the time. I knew that as a coach when I was coaching my clients, and they would come in, they were dejected, they lost their mojo. And we would sit down after a sort of an initial conversation. I would start asking them some questions, and often it was around this element of core values. If I didn't ask them directly, I was questioning around that, and it got them grounded within themselves in the here and now, and then we could make progress. So core values first, then a positive attitude. So we'll be back after the break to talk about positive attitude. We'll see you soon.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. And today we're talking about taking control of your life by using powerful questions. And before the break, I was talking about core values, which is the first step in my six-step program of conscious confidence, taking control of your life, and conscious confidence making it a reality. And all of this, as I mentioned before, just a little aside note, is all of this is derived directly from Sanskrit, the wisdom of the Sanskrit language, which is the language of the universe. It is an absolute powerhouse. It's the core of my training. I also have teaching experience and coach training. I ran an executive coaching practice for many years, and this is bringing together all of these powerful elements in this conscious confidence, making it a reality course. And it's a six-step course, and the first step is core values. And the second step is a positive attitude. Core values and the positive attitude form the foundation for the other four steps. I'll just say that again. Core values, step one, and positive attitude, step two, form the foundation of the other four steps of the six-step program. So, positive attitude. Is my attitude positive? Am I taking ownership of my life? Key questions. So, remember, core values form the basis of who we are. I'll say that again. Core values form the basis of who we are, that which is of core value importance, that which we honor. And these are not just concepts. These are mighty, mighty energies. The wisdom tradition in Sanskrit teaches this. It illustrates it. It demonstrates that these are not just words. These are not concepts. These are mighty universal energies. For example, the power of generosity. It's an energy. It's transformative. The power of truthfulness. It's an energy. It's not just a concept. The power or energy of freedom. Right? Just for example, magnanimity, courage, fearlessness. These are all energies. These are universal energies. And that's why it's so important to get connected to our core values. And of course, the key practice for core values is being self-aware and self-connected. Right? Think of a plant rooted within yourself. Now, positive attitude. Core values form the basis of who we are, but a positive attitude is the lens through which those values flow to manifest themselves in the world. The positive attitude is the lens through which those values flow to manifest themselves in the world. We can have the most profound values in our heart, but our attitude to ourself, our attitude to others, and our attitude to life are key to making our values visible, practical, and useful. All right? But just get the alignment of that. Just sort of sit with that for a minute. So our attitude has three aspects, and this is directly from the Sanskrit. Our attitude is our stance, and that means our perspective or our viewpoint on things, on ourselves, on our world, on others. So our viewpoint, our perspective, is one aspect of attitude. The second aspect is our intent. That's our motivation for our thoughts and actions. So our stance or our perspective or viewpoint, our intent, our motivation for our thoughts and actions. And the third part of our attitude is our conduct. And this flows from our viewpoint and our intent. And when I looked into attitude in Sanskrit, I was surprised because it did include conduct. I had always sort of separated that as different from our attitude, but our conduct absolutely reflects our attitude. You cannot have, there is no separation. So our attitude is three parts, and that's why Sanskrit it just embodies the truth so incredibly. It's our viewpoint, our stance, our attitude is our intent, our motivation for our thoughts and actions, and it's our conduct, and that flows from our viewpoint and our intent, right? So I just let that soak in, hence the repetition. So the key practice for a positive attitude is choosing openness, optimism, and strength in your approach to the world and yourself. Choosing openness, optimism, and strength in your approach to the world and yourself. So that is a very immediate practice that you can use all the time, every day, in all your dealings and activities throughout the day, choosing openness, choosing optimism, and choosing strength in your approach to the world and yourself. So one way into this key practice for our positive attitude, to energize it, to make it real, is to ask powerful, energizing questions. So these are some of the focus questions as part of the course. Is my attitude positive? Is my attitude positive? Great question. I used that when I was teaching. If children or students had trouble with something and you could see them getting downhearted about it, first question, okay, let's ask the question. Step one, is my attitude positive? Let's just address that first. To get the attitude positive, choosing, I can do this. Choosing, yes, this will be good. Choosing, there'll be a good outcome for this, even if it was something tough. So that changed things around, shifted the energy. Just one example. So asking, is my attitude positive? Get the light on it. Second question, am I open to the potential of this moment? Am I open to the potential of this moment? Again, opens us up, gets us receptive. Do I feel grounded, strong and creative? Do I feel grounded, strong and creative? Great question. We can ask this all the time when we're feeling lacking in energy, when we're feeling confused, if we're feeling a bit sort of, I don't know, flighty all over the place, flitting from one thing to the other, can't decide if that energy is around, and God, we all experience it. So ask the question, do I feel grounded, strong, and creative? And then also the next question for positive attitude, am I taking ownership of my life, taking responsibility? That was a key element in my coach training, was learning about that. Am I taking ownership of my life? Because even with all the benefits I had of great spiritual training and meditation over many decades, and then teaching experience, when I started doing my coach training, it was so fantastic for bringing a whole lot of things together in a far more powerful and directed way. And one of them was, am I taking ownership of my life? And that's right now. Am I just on this treadmill? Am I just letting it happen? Am I letting it be controlled by others? No. Am I taking ownership of my life and being responsible for myself and my attitudes, my actions? So important. So this is the basis of positive attitude. And between core values and positive attitude, these form the absolute foundations of conscious confidence, the program. And the subsequent four steps, which I'm going to talk about in my next shows coming up, form the foundation. And you've got to get the foundations right. Think of a house. If you don't have strong foundations, you've got no basis for that house doing what it needs to do and stand upright and provide shelter and rest and all of those things for people, for the inhabitants of the house. So you've got to get the foundations right. And this is through core values and then a positive attitude. Remember, attitude is that lens through which those values, those core values, flow to manifest themselves in the world. So choosing openness, optimism, and strength in your approach to the world and yourself. So these are the basis of evolving conscious confidence. And they're the foundations. Remember, successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better questions, they get better answers. And Indira Gandhi saying, the power to question is the basis of all human progress. So between core values, those key questions, those core questions, and the positive attitude, those questions, already we're asking better questions. And this is how we can make progress. We can evolve conscious confidence within ourselves. So be bold and fearless and keep asking better questions as you proceed on your soul path. You are an infinite, universal, limitless being. The wisdom traditions teach this. This is what I was taught from a young age. And it is true. There is infinite potential within yourself, despite how you feel at this time. Start asking better questions. Shift the energy. And just be open and receptive to the answers, because the answers will come 100% guaranteed. So this and more is all in my book, Conscious Confidence, Using the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And if you want to know more about my book or anything else, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. So if you want to find out more, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. And you'll notice at my website, there's also a beautiful collection of jewelry. There's 8 collections of spiritual jewelry, and they all have beautiful Sanskrit mantras engraved on them. So have that as an anchor within yourself, an energetic reminder of these incredible, powerful, energetic mantras, and they're directly in Sanskrit. So there's love, there's divine energy, there's truth and truthfulness, truth. There's strength, there's fearlessness, resilience, and I can't remember the last one, but anyway, these powerful mantras are there on beautiful jewelry that you can wear with you. I've got one on at the moment, and I love wearing them. Keep that Sanskrit mantra close to me, wearable mantras in sacred Sanskrit. So my next show is going to be on focusing and then uniting. They're the third and fourth steps in Conscious Confidence, Making It a Reality course, focusing and then uniting. So stay tuned for those. And I'm going to finish with some beautiful Sanskrit. And this is the prayer for all, the prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see what is uplifting and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Dhammayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.